In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Tomorrow we celebrate the great martyr Demetrius. And he was a martyr of Thessalonica. Some people think that he was a Slav, actually, because there were Slavs that lived in that region during his time. He may have been of Slavic origin. But it really doesn't matter what origin he was of. The basic story about Demetrius, I'll just say in broad strokes, he was very rich. His parents were secret Christians. And this was in a very pagan time of the emperor, of the empire, excuse me. The emperor was quite pagan. And he was well educated and was a military commander. And he was assigned a rather prized job to go to this region and to wipe out Christians. That was his basic calling. And he accepted the post, but he did not in any way do what he was told to do. Instead, he preached and brought many people to Christ. This, of course, got the attention of the emperor and of the ruling powers there. And he was eventually tortured in various many ways, and then he was executed. And his relics stream myrrh. Now, the reading for tomorrow, that's just part of the regular readings, just the regular cycle, is in Ephesians. And I think that it, more even than the reading that is assigned for St. Demetrius, really illustrates why he became a martyr, why he is a great martyr, even among the martyrs. This epistle is so full of really grace-filled theology that perhaps I'll speak about it tomorrow as well, but I'll speak about one particular thing today if I can contain myself and talk about one thing. Now, at the end of this selection in Ephesians, Paul says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Before that, he says, "For grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And then this second part, which certain people don't read very often. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." I submit to you that this is an identity. I talk to you about identity quite often. And the reason I do is because we live in an age where people are confused about who they are. Whether they're Christian or not Christian, Orthodox or something else, even atheist, whatever else, people identify themselves incorrectly many times. There are many identities that people have. Some people identify themselves as a mother. They're very proud of being a mother of their children. And their identity is in this. Or being a husband. Or being black or white. Or being liberal. Or being a conservative. Or being a great athlete. Or being smarter than others. Or being a homosexual. We see a lot of that identity today. People identify themselves as this thing. They're identifying their behavior or their talent or their life situation, that they're rich, or their opinions, such as they're a feminist, or that they're pro-life, or that they're pro-choice. One of the biggest oxymorons in our age, but still, people identify themselves as pro-choice. These are identities, but they're false identities. The true identity that every Christian should have is that we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works. If we have that identity, then no matter what else people say to us, no matter what our environment is, no matter if we're persecuted or not persecuted, no matter if people say that we're this or that terrible thing, we know who we are. If you don't know who you are, you can't get anything done. So St. Demetrius knew who he was. Now, there were things about him that he did not identify with. He was young. He was obviously strong and virile because he was a great commander in the army. He was well educated. He was rich. The emperor loved him and trusted him with a very important assignment. He would have had honors and riches and anything he wanted. And yet he didn't identify with any of those things. He identified with being a Christian, understanding that he is the workmanship of God in Christ. And the reason that this thing is made, that we are his workmanship, the work that has been done, is that we are to do good works. We are to live as Christ. That's our purpose. You don't take a pitcher and try to use it like a plate, or as a spoon, or as a shovel. Its purpose is to contain water or wine so that you can pour it easily. You don't use something against its identity. This is what's happening in our age. I want you to be aware of it. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And even people that identify themselves in at least a loose way as being an Orthodox Christian don't have Orthodox attitudes or priorities or any real Orthodox identification. They identify with the world, either because this is what they've been taught, they haven't seen examples of prayer and of piety, or perhaps sometimes because of fear, because their friends are doing it, other people are doing it. We must only identify as Christians. This is the most pressing problem I see in our age. People don't know who they are. And they don't live as they are. The lion does not try to eat grass. The lion knows who he is. We must understand who we are. We must understand that we are Christians. We are made in Christ through baptism. This is a mention of baptism, by the way, that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. This creation occurs through being born again in baptism, unto good works. So your identity should be this. So when there is a time that you're at work and someone slanders you, as a Christian, as a person made in Christ unto good works, there's only one thing that you can do if you live according to who you are, and that is forgive the person and not slander them back. In the world, there is no justification for this action because oftentimes it's more advantageous to slander the person back because it gives you some political advantage. But in the Christian life, it's never right to slander a person back. So if you live according to your identity, you understand. Our young people, and for that matter, our old people seem to be as stupid about this as young people, need to understand that your identity as a Christian means that there are certain things you do and you don't do when it regards to sexual things. Not because there are some order given that this you can do and that you can't do, but because your identity in Christ demands it. It's who you are. Nobody should have to tell you, you don't do this, you don't do that. Your identity tells you this. Be careful not to identify yourself as anything other than a Christian. Made in Christ unto good works. Our pride makes us seek out other identities. The world wants other identities. You know, there's always kind of the joke, right, of the Jewish mother who says, you could have married a doctor. Her identity was in her son having, or her daughter, marrying somebody of high standing because of pride. Well, that's a joke, but it's true. It plays out in our lives that our pride, or sometimes our insecurity, or our ambition, or our fear, makes us identify as something that is not Christ. Either because it's easier for us at the time, or it gives us some advantage, or because we think that's what all the smart people are doing, and we don't want people to think we're not smart. We don't want to be labeled as anything. We don't want to be called any kind of phobic. Gets thrown around. I learned a new word now. There's now the word transphobic. I mean, basically, anything that any person wants and you don't want it, you'd think it's wrong, they'll call you that thing and then add phobic to it. And there are people that are foolish enough to believe this stuff. We are Christian. We are created as his workmanship unto good works. That's our identity. That's why St. Demetrius not only accepted the position, he could have run away, but he went and preached, knowing it would be his death, because he thirsted for more people to know of Christ. And the reason he could do it is because he knew who he was. I wouldn't recommend for some of you to go do that. I wouldn't recommend for some of you to go take a plane to Saudi Arabia and start preaching on the streets about Christ. Because if you're not really sure who you are, when they bring the simtar, then you might give up Christ if you're not sure who you are. But he was sure who he was. Don't identify with anything but Christ. This is very, very important. In our age, everybody identifies with all kinds of things, mainly sins, or things that are below Christ. It's not wrong to be a mother. It's good to be proud of being a mother, as long as this pride is not something that you're so wrapped up into that your identity is that you're a mother. Identity is not your mother, or a husband, or a wife, or anything else. Your identity is that you are his workmanship in Christ, made unto good works. Now, if you remember that, then it'll be a whole lot easier to live your life victoriously and not with counterfeits. Everything else in the world is a counterfeit. There's nothing alive in the world except that which is Christ. Nothing. And if you have an identity as a Christian, then you'll understand that. And you will find your way in this world, through all the snares of this world. We are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works. May God help us to always have this identity. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.